Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us in our lives. To live one more day in this world, to be a blessing here. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to gather together in church and also online to worship you as your children. We come before you because you send your Son Jesus Christ to save us so that we can be redeemed from our sins and the fear of death in our lives. And we give you thanks and praise for all the things that you do in our lives in spite of what we do or what we are or where we are. We thank you for this opportunity you gave us to minister in this community as a church. Help us, Lord, to do your work faithfully and with due diligence as you have given us opportunities to do it. Bless us today as we worship together as your children, Lord. Deliver us as we remember the fights for freedom, like the leaders who led us, like Reverend Martin Luther King and many others, named and unnamed women and men who put their lives on the line so that we can all be free. Deliver us, Lord, from the bondages of divisions and race, of gender and any other forces of evil that may prevent us from knowing one another, that may prevent us from loving each other and living together in love and harmony. We thank you for giving us the love that you gave us through your Son Jesus Christ, so that we can show that love to others. May the Spirit of Christ flow through our daily living and enable us to stand up with courage for justice, reconciliation and truth, despite the challenges and controversies that we may face. Bless us with your Spirit, empower us with your Holy Spirit again, Lord, so that we can be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. Let your name be glorified and lifted up in our worship service today, and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's the greeting time. We can greet each other in Christian love, say hi to each other, and also online.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Probably you can see some of them. Hopefully. Thank you all for joining. Again, good morning. The choir will be singing an anthem. Please remain seated. It's Amazing Grace. On page 178, they will be singing stanzas 1, 2, 3 and 6. Penny will be reading, leading on the Psalter reading. It is Psalm 148. You can follow on the screen or on 861 on in the hymnal.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all his angels. Praise the Lord, all his hosts.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Praise the Lord, all shining stars.
Praise the Lord, highest heavens, and all waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded, and they were created.
Who established them forever and ever, and fixed their bounds which cannot be passed.
Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters, and all the deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and smoke, stormy winds fulfilling God's command.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth.
Young men and maidens together, old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name alone is exalted, whose glory is above earth and heaven.
God has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful ones.
For the people of Israel, who are near their God, praise the Lord.
Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
It's our prayer time now. As a church family, we come before God and share our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also we bring up our prayers of concerns and petitions and burdens together and share with each other, and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in the promise that God will answer our prayers according to his time and according to his will. So come together, as we come together, it is our blessing to share this with each other and also with God. Turn with me at the back of the bulletin for our regular prayer requests. Please pray for these items and people on a regular basis. Thank you for the prayers for George and family as he's recovering and he's getting better. Let us continue to pray for Jack and Martha. How is Jack doing? Anybody know?
They were doing pretty good yesterday.
Okay. So. They're not online, are they?
Probably not.
I don't think so. Okay.
I don't
see them. Any special call outs?
Gene
Brown had another
setback.
Okay.
And but he, as of yesterday, he's back home and he's doing a little better,
the son said. Okay. Yeah, Jerry was sharing about our former pastor, Gene Brown, who was struggling with his health problems. Last Sunday, we thought we were getting better, but he had a setback this past week. Please keep him in our prayers and his family. Yes, Yvonne's nephew went back to the emergency last night with the COVID. Please keep him in our prayers and the whole family. But he's a very he's having trouble breathing, and they did not admit him, but he's having a hard time now. Is he still at home? No, his wife passed away.
He has no wife.
Oh, he had no he has been single all night. Okay. Okay, he's in a very difficult situation.
And also, as for prayer for President Trump, I think we really need to pray for him because my heart just hurts for him.
Yes, let us keep President Trump, as he is outgoing this week, and his family in our prayers, and also the new president and the new administration that is coming. Keep that in our prayers as well. Our nephew's name is Josh. If you want to add him to the prayers, Josh.
Continued prayers for my aunt, who's Carolyn on the list. They thought that she might get to come home, but she did not. She has COVID. She's in the hospital. So. And also I pray my little grandson, who's 13 months old now, has started walking.
Oh.
He's like good a grown person. He's walking.
Yeah. Dean Casey texted me back and forth, and he said Barbara's doing better. She's up and around with that broken femur. But anyway, she's going back to the doctor to see if she can start putting a little more weight on it now. Mm-hmm. So she is moving around, and she has to watch the weight on that one leg. So they're doing better.
I have another one. Our sister had this thing. She had cancer. And she had chemo, and she had her bladder taken out. Now she fell, and she broke her nose and everything. But while she was in the hospital, they found a tumor, and then she had brain surgery this past week. And they're just waiting to see if that's cancer. So just pray.
That's your sister-in-law in South Georgia?
Pardon?
My brother.
It's brother's
your brother. Where are they at?
She's in Statesboro.
Yeah. Statesboro, okay.
Actually, the little town of Brooklyn, but it's
Statesboro.
No more about Statesboro.
Yeah. I mean, she's in good spirits and everything, but they found that spot, I guess, because she fell. Mm-hmm. And so, but then took the tumor out, but they don't even know if it's cancer yet. Mm-hmm. Just pray that it's not.
What's her name, J.D.?
Cindy Jolly.
Cindy. Okay.
And my brother's name is Bruce.
Bruce, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How old is her brother, Margaret?
He's 83. He'll be 84 in July.
Okay. Yeah, we have been praying for him. Last time you went up there, he was doing better, right?
Well, yeah, but we went up there Thursday and came back yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let him know that we are praying for him. Please.
Let us pray for the Howe family to heal up and get back to church.
Yes. Okay. The Howells, they're kind of sick. They wanted to stay home. Thank you for teaching Sunday school today, Lisa. Even though she was sick, she was able to teach Sunday school, and the whole family is taking rest at home. They're okay. They're recovering with some kind of a stomach flu. Are there any other announcements? Kyle's family, are they doing better?
They seem to be getting better, yeah.
Okay. They're getting out and doing about?
I guess.
Okay, you don't know yet. Okay. But you haven't, good, but no news is good news, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. Any others to call out before we start praying together? If not, let us go to God in prayer. We spend some moments in silent prayer where we can bring up our unspoken prayers, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to come together and share our prayers of blessings, and to thank you for that, and also for the time that you have given us to share our burdens and concerns together and also lift them up to you as your children. We come before you with a grateful heart. Regardless of our situation, we are thankful for this life that you have given us as a gift in this world. Along with the life, with all its joys and blessings, there are burdens and concerns that we have to face as realities. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection in the midst of all the things that are happening around us. We look to you for our needs because you are the source of all good things, and you desire only good for us, Lord. And we seek your presence, and we raise our burdens and concerns to your throne of grace at this time. Many of us are broken in our souls and spirit, and many of us are broken in our bodies with various ailments and tired. Some of us are afraid and anxious about the future, but you are the source of healing who can make us whole. As the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men slumber and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, you are our friend. When we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace, O God. We lift up those who need your healing and your grace at this time, particularly the names that have been called out here. We pray for continued recovery of George and his family from COVID. Thank you for the restoration of health that you have given him so far, helped him to get up and get back to normal routine again, Lord. We pray for Josh as he is struggling with COVID now and back in the emergency. We pray that you will be with him and heal him, Lord, completely and restore his health. Pray for the whole family, for your grace and your comforting presence there, Lord. We remember our former pastor, Gene Brown. As we remembered, we thank you for his many years of service for you in this church and everywhere else. At this time he's having a setback with his health again. We pray for him for his recovery. Above all, we pray for peace in his life and his family's lives. We pray for the whole family as they are recovering from the flu or whatever they had this week, Lord. Heal them completely back to normal. We thank you for their service for this church and continue to be with them. And let your peace and your presence be with them in their family. We especially remember Margaret's brother in our prayers. We pray that you will be with him as he's going through a hard time by himself in his health, with his health condition and also his situation there by his loneliness. We pray that your grace be upon him. Your presence comfort him, Lord. As we pray for him, we pray that your healing hand will touch him. Give him the strength that he needs in his body above all. We pray for peace in his life and continue to strengthen him in his soul and spirit, Lord. We pray for Margaret's sister-in-law also. Thank you for being with them as a family, but continue to be with them with your healing power that they will be restored and healed back to normal in the situations that Jolly is in. We pray for Dean Casey and his family, and Barbara is getting better as we heard today. Thank you for your healing for her. Continue to be with her so that she can get back on her feet and back to normal. We pray for all of those who are struggling with COVID, particularly for Carolyn. And thank you for the recovery that you have been giving her, and continue to be with her and guide her. We continue to pray for Jack and Martha. Be with them in their healing process, that they will be healed completely and restored back to normal, Lord. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various ailments and diseases like that for your healing. Above all, we pray for peace and comfort in their lives and also in their dear ones' lives. We pray for our nation as a whole as we are facing many challenges. We pray for our outgoing President Trump and his family, that they will be at peace, and use them as you have used them before for the good of our country and the world again. We pray for the incoming administration and the president and the cabinet. We pray that you will bless them also to do the good thing and the right thing for this country so that we can lead the world again, that you have given us the obligation and the responsibility to do. We pray for all those who are going through difficult times with various problems in this life as we see it, Lord, many problems around us. Sometimes we are afraid, sometimes we are anxious, but we know that you are with us, you as you have been in the past. And help us to trust in your promise that you will be there in the future. Help us to hold on to that faith and the hope that everything will work together for good to them that believe. Help us to believe in you and in your promises in the days to come. Thank you for this church again. As we plan for the next year, give us your guidance so that we can do an effective ministry in this community faithfully and to spread your love around the world. Bless us today in our service that your name will be lifted up so that we will all be blessed by the word and your presence, so that we will be empowered by the Holy Spirit as we leave from this place, so that we can be effective witnesses for the days to come wherever you place us, Lord. We pray all these prayers in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers will come forward and take up the offering as we sing hymn number 176, Majesty, Worship His Majesty. Thank you.
grace, blood from whom our blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity to come and give back to you a portion of what you have given us, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious. From your open hand we receive the gift of life, health and joy and fellowship, even when we did not deserve it. We offer ourselves at this time and bring before you a portion of what you have given us, Lord, joyfully as we present our offering today. Bless us, Lord, and bless those who could not give today also, that they will be also blessed by the resources that they need in their lives. Remember all of them in your love. Bless and help us to see the offering, to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading. It's taken from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2 verses 41 through 52. Lisa will be reading from online. Lisa and Ivy.
Every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it, thinking he was there in their company. They traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you."
"Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be at my father's house?"
But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living Word, as we come before your Word, Lord, give us the grace to obey your Word. Give us a humble and obedient spirit. Your Word is given to us as life and spirit. As we meditate on it, let the power come in fullness in our lives so that we can become a source of blessing to this world because of your word. Bless us with your meditation of the word today. Let your name be glorified through our meditation of the word, and also our hearts will be filled and blessed as we go from this place. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There used to be a mailer that we used to get in the past called Publisher's Clearing House. I don't know if you get that anymore. I haven't seen it lately. Where you get the notice of the sweepstakes that you consumers can subscribe to certain magazines, and then you win millions of dollars in prizes. That's what you get. And it comes with a very personal letter. Very personal letter that says that, well, Mr. So-and-so, Joe, or whoever it is, that we have been looking for you. And then every sentence will have your name on there, saying, oh, Joe, we have been looking for you to give you $1 million. Joe, you don't sit there idle. You are a finalist. There is millions of dollars waiting for you at the sweepstakes. Joe, please don't sit there. Return your sweepstakes from today. The forms today. All these letters that we used to get, a lot of them go into the junk, in the trash, and some people actually respond to these things, and you see some people winning prizes, but I never known anybody who won these prizes, but in fact some people did win prizes. But a funny thing like that happened with one of those mailers in a church in Florida, where somehow the automated database letter got God as a name in their address list. And the address of the church, one of the church's address got God as their the name in the address list, and they got this letter that says, God, we have been looking for you. You are a finalist to win $11 million sweepstakes, so don't just sit there. God, return your sweepstakes today. So this was published in the Tampa Tribune years ago. It's a news article that came, and they interviewed the pastor, and the pastor said, well, he did not plan on returning that mailer because he said God has already $11 million anyway. He doesn't need that money. The story is so humorous, even though it is kind of silly. It is something that made me think about that God, we have been looking for you. We have been searching for you. He spoke the truth about our lives many times. Looking for God and looking for joy and peace and a lot of things that we desire to have in our lives and searching. Some people look for money, or some people look for pleasure and other things. But always searching for something beyond ourselves that we want to enjoy. To the believers, it is God we have been looking for and searching. And in today's passage reading that we read from the Gospel in Luke chapter 2, we read about a story where Jesus was missing from their parents and their dear ones. When he was 12 years old, growing up as a young boy with his parents, they took him to Jerusalem, as they usually go every year, to the feast. And after everything was done in Jerusalem, they returned on their journey. And about a day after their return journey, they found out that Jesus was not in their group on their return journey home. He was missing. You can imagine the panic and the anxiety that can build in when your boy is missing. He's 12 years old. So they were afraid and they were anxious to get back and search for him. And they decided to go back to the temple. And after 3 days of searching, they found him in the temple where they actually left him. And they saw him, they found him in the temple sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. The only story about Jesus growing up that we know, and it is written in this one gospel. We don't know any other stories. But there are other stories that some of the apocryphal books the Catholics use have some stories in there. But that is not included in this 66 books that we adopted as scripture. Some of them talk about Jesus as a boy, did miracles and stuff like that, raising a dead bird to life and things like that. Did not connect very well with the rest of the scripture, so it was not included by the early fathers to be part of the scripture as we know today. But this is the only thing that we know in our scripture that we believe about the growing up Jesus when he was 12 years old. The reason I wanted to preach about this is that many times we find ourselves being with God, and then all of a sudden we find God missing in our lives, as Mary and Joseph found Jesus missing. But they were searching for him for 3 days before they could find him. They were only 1 day away from the temple, but going back, it took 3 days for them to find Jesus where they left him in the temple, and he was talking to the teachers and the leaders of the church at that time in the temple. Apparently they were not looking or searching for Jesus in the temple for those 3 days. So they were looking in other places. They probably thought that Jesus would be as a little boy, probably playing with other children or having some good time with other people somewhere. But when they found out that he was in the temple debating and discussing spiritual things about God and religious things with those religious teachers, they were astonished. And then we know that Mary, as a mother, natural mother, came and said, "Why did you do this to us? And Jesus said, "Well, don't you know that I should be in my Father's house? Where did you search for me, or why did you search for me?" So that is the whole story here about Jesus disclosing himself or revealing himself even as a little boy, that he ought to be in his Father's house. Mary and Joseph considered Jesus to be their son. Yes, Jesus was their son. Mary's son, Jesus, is also God's son. Many times we look at God in our perspective as our Savior, our God, and at the same time, he is the God of all universe. He is almighty, all-powerful. He is the creator of the universe. Sometimes we try to limit him to be in a box that we want to see him as, the Jesus of Nazareth, Mary's son. But Mary got an eye-opener at that time. He said, even though he is my son, he is the son of God. Not to be limited as a human son that he got, she got, but as the Son of God who came to be in the Father's house to do his work, the work that God has given him to do in this world. Many times we look for Jesus in the wrong places, God in the wrong places. As the guy who looked for a key, I read that humorous story about a guy who was searching for his key under a street light, and a passerby decided to stop and help him out looking for that key. After a long search, the passerby asked him, "Are you sure you lost your key here?" He said, "Well, I lost my key over there at that corner." "Then why are you searching here?" He said, "Well, it's too dark out there." So many times it is convenient for us to look where we think God should be or God is at. But remember, when we are missing God or we find ourselves missing away from God, God has not left anywhere. He is still there waiting for us. Jesus was where they left him. And he was in the Father's house doing his Father's business, even though they were away from Jesus for those 3 or 4 days. At certain times in our lives, we may find ourselves away from God and try frantically searching for him. One more thing that we need to remember, that Jesus was not really lost. He was absolutely in the place where he was supposed to be. But Mary and Joseph had to take some time to find out exactly what the mission of Jesus was in this world. He had a mission beyond being Mary's son. That is what they needed to find out and learn from this. When we find ourselves missing God's presence in our lives and search for Him, let us remember that God has not moved away. It is us who have been moving away from God. Joseph and Mary were moving and traveling away from Jerusalem, where the presence of God for Jewish people is in the temple. They were traveling away from God, but they had to return and turn around and come back to the presence of God in the temple and find Jesus there. God has not moved. He is the same unchanging God yesterday, today, and He will be there for tomorrow. If we change our direction and decide to go back, God is always waiting there to receive us. It was only when they had traveled a whole day's journey that they found out that Jesus was missing. As we go on with our lives every day, doing everyday things, sometimes we fail to realize that God is missing in our lives. Before we write them off as bad parents or not watching their kids, we need to understand what was happening in that group of travelers during that time. Usually when they go to the temple for this feast, they go in groups singing psalms and singing praises to God together and walk up the hill several miles up and several miles down to their home. When they do this, they do in groups and they pitch their tents at night and stay in tents. And usually what happens is when they travel together, some able-bodied men would go ahead of the group before the sun sets so they can pitch up the tent and be ready for the women and children to come back and join them. So the tent will be ready and all the arrangements can be done. Some group of men will always go ahead of time to do the work. So Joseph probably was in that group of men who went and pitched up their tent, and he thought that Jesus was with Mary. And Mary thought, being a young boy growing up, Joseph probably had taken him with him to help out. So instead of writing them off as bad parents or anything like that, this is what the situation is, so we can understand a little bit more practically what was happening there. Regardless of what happened there, they found out that Jesus was missing after one day. It tells us that we cannot take our faith for granted. We have always to be vigilant about our faith. Eternal vigilance is the price for our faith. I guess it is part of Christian living that the longer we are Christians, living as Christians, the greater the danger that we can lose faith also. We take our faith for granted many times. Sometimes we depend or rely on the faith of our parents or grandparents, traditionally brought up as Christians. The passage teaches us that being close to God is a personal relationship. Our parents or our grandparents or our relatives or no one else, even your pastor, cannot build that relationship for you. It is a personal relationship with you and God. And also it teaches us that we can get even caught up in doing God's work and still missing God. As a pastor or as a church leader, you may be busy with the work of the church, busy doing God's work, and still missing God in your own life. There is an article that I read in Christianity magazine that said God lost and found. The author in that says that if you could see through the bubbles of people who are sitting in a church on a given Sunday worshiping together, he's saying that you would find rather less faith in many people as you would like to see. The reality is that most of us at some stage of our life, our journey, we enter a gray period when we lose the awareness of God and the excitement and the delight that we once had with God's presence in our lives. What was once bright and shiny has become tarnished and dull. Many keep a mask on because it would be just too embarrassing to stay home or jogging on Sunday morning, so they just show up in church. But deep down, there may be a gray area of missing God in their lives. So God's presence in our lives has to be regularly checked on so that we can make sure that we are with God all the time, to be always vigilant, to be about our faith. Amid wars and destructive disasters happening around us, it is not surprising that many stopped believing in God. Many lost their faith and they go through physical motions of church going with no belief or faith. God is a God who continues to be there waiting for his people. No matter how far you wander away from God, he will be there waiting for there. There is no sinner beyond God's redemption. And there is no sin that is too great for God to forgive. No matter where we are in our life, God is there to redeem us and to restore us as long as we are willing to go back and return. A couple of points that I wanted to bring was that we can all lose Jesus at one point in our lives if we don't watch out carefully. The challenge in our journey is to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus every day. Today we have doctrines of all kinds preached in the name of Jesus in many churches, many different ways. Many people like to pick their doctrines according to their likeness or their agenda. But let us always be vigilant and aware to choose the right doctrine, to stay close to God, not with any doctrine out there, but the real doctrine with purity. There's a constant struggle with priorities in our lives, a tension between the Son of Mary and the Son of God. Jesus is God who became a human being to bear witness of the Father in heaven. The other point I want us to bring is that it is not too late to go back when we find ourselves missing God in our lives. I want us to take away for the new year to understand the priority as a Christian, to retrace our steps back if we are lost and find Jesus where he is, so that we can come back to that broken relationship and restore that relationship again. Consider our opportunity. Jesus used the opportunity to be in the temple. They found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Jesus says, "Come back. Wherever you are, I am still here." God has not moved. He is waiting for every one of us to come back. All of us would be lost without Jesus. Becoming a disciple of Christ is our most important journey in this world. It is a journey towards God and not away from God. It's a spiritual journey and it starts in the church with our baptism as we became members of the church. This morning I invite you to consider where you are in your journey. Maybe you are just starting your journey. Or maybe you have not started your journey at all. Or you have started your journey and been a long time. Wherever you are in the stage of your journey, God is there to protect you and guide you. The good news is that Jesus is right there where he's supposed to be. In this room, in his Father's house, just waiting for us to come back and return and join him. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place so that we can stay close to him in our lives every day. May God bless you all. The closing hymn is hymn number 130. God will take care of you. It will be on screen as well. Please stand if you are able for the closing hymn.
God will.
People of God, go in the knowledge that God is close as a breath. No matter where you find yourselves to be, always waiting for you to return to Him. Go in the knowledge that God will be there no matter where you are in your life. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.